Says Mesillas Yesharim, Vinei. Somei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vinei Somei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAdam B'Mokoyim Sherabim Boi HaMachikim Oysim Imeni Yizbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the person in a place where there's a lot of things which distance him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the physical types. Hashem, he moshech acharem, if he allows himself to be drawn afterwards, hineu misrachim v'holich min atoiv amiti, so he's in a constant state of going further away from atoiv amiti. When him tzana comes out, shu muslim be'emes b'toich ha'mechama chazak, the person's in the middle of a terrible war. Kikol inyanei ha'olam, bein l'toiv, bein l'motov, all inyanei ha'olam has, they say good things, say bad things, hineu nisyonis l'odom, then nisyonis for person. They distract the person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'ini mitzadecha, the person is poor, is busy thinking about money all day. Ha'isher mitzadecha, the person is rich, is busy thinking about money all day. There's nothing wrong with being poor, and there's nothing wrong with being rich. The problem is that you get distracted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'in she'omar pen ezba v'kichashti, v'marti mi Hashem, pen ivarosh v'ganavti. Stealing, all these things is all not dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashalva, if things are very good, you forget Hashem. Ha'isurim, you're distracted. So any state of affairs that a person is going to be in Elam Hazeh, Atche Nimtzeh is HaMochama Eil HaPonim V'Ocha. Mitzvah Hashem is saying over here, Kama Zachar, we'll see in a minute. So you have a Mochama in front of you and back of you. V'im Yil Ben Chayil, and if you'll be a soldier, V'inatzeh HaMochama V'Ochol HaTzadim, and you'll win the war, Hu Yeh Odom HaSholom Asher Yizkel Lidobe Giboyer, you will be the complete person, the Shlemizik person who will be Dobe Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yetzim in HaProzer Hazeh, V'ikonis Batraklin, you go into the main hall, Le'er Ba'or HaChayim, to light up in the light of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. How much are you going to light up? So here he says an equation. And the exact amount that you're going to capture your Yetzirah, Vitav Yisrael, and control your Tavis, and you'll distance yourself away from those things which distance you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're going to try to attach yourself. That's exactly the amount you'll attain the aura of Olam Haba V'Yisrael, and you'll have a Simcha in it. The exact amount. Now, what Mesillas Yesharim is saying is like this. This is a very important paragraph here. First of all, Mesillas Yesharim is saying that without a person came into this world to be dovek and without let's follow the chain of what's happening here. A person came into the world lenos miziv shchinasai. In order to be lenos miziv shchinasai, you have to be dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to be dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be a matzav and olam hazeh that's opposing you from being dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, it's not called you being dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, you're born in the world. The person is born a malach, and you die a malach. That's not called your dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a verb. It's something that you do. Now, in order to be called dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be that I have other options. It means that I can do something else. I cannot be dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can be dovek and other things. Those are the three stages. Stage one is the person who's created learning from Zivshkin Nasai. The way to do it is by being dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in order to be dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to have a choice. If you don't have a choice, then you're not dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the way you came in. You're not any closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than when you left. That's the pshat. This changes our whole outlook on the way we look at Olam Hazeh, the way we look at Mohammed. Hello, in the back of everybody's mind, and I could say it about myself, and I've heard this from countless bokhrim, countless people, and even without hearing it, I know that's what's going through their minds. In general, most people say to themselves, why haven't you made a major move in Avodas Hashem? Why haven't you made a major move in this area, in that area? So there's always something in the back of a person's mind that says, that is waiting for it to calm down. When things will be calm, when I won't have this Yetzirah or that Yetzirah, when everything will be okay, and I want, then I'm going to make a move. That's the mentality of most people. I think that's a fact. The mistake in that is, there's two mistakes in that. One's a technical mistake. The technical mistake is that the only time that a person gets to the stage when things are calm is either in Har Menuchos or in Montefiore Gardens. Depends what the family arranged. Those are the only two places where things calm down. That's a technical mistake. Mesillas Yesharim says, unfortunately, and going to the spoke with Ruach HaKodesh, Mesillas Yesharim said, there's always a war. So the musaf that a person is waiting for a break in the action, there'll be a calm day. A guy says, I have a fellow chataybis now. I wait for things to calm down. I wait till I get married. Even when you get married, you're not going to have typhus. You have different typhus. There's other things. There's kinetyphus, COVID. There's no shortage. So the idea that a person's waiting for things to calm down is the big lie. That's the first thing. It doesn't happen. It's a mitzvah. But there's a much bigger tiefkeit in the mistake that the world runs with and says, I'm waiting for things to calm down. Halloy, if things are going to calm down, let's say, Eshu, you were able to get things to calm down without going off the Harmanukas. You pulled off a Zazach. There's two things. First of all, it's a lie, because if things are really going to calm down and there won't be a Muhammad, so then you're not going to be Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from the Muhammad. Now what I'm saying is pretty scary, because most people that I speak to say that they can't be Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now because they're waiting for things to calm down. When I'll have a cheshek, and when I want to have this distraction, when I want to have that distraction. It's first of all, again, I say that it's only in Harmanuchas or you go into a coma. One of the two. That's the Shalom Yishun. But then there's no distractions. Giyudua, there's also no Avodas Hashem. But on a much deeper level, besides the fact that it doesn't happen, there's no value. Because if Takalu Yitzur, you create yourself a laboratory situation in Olam Hazeh, then you don't have distractions. You don't have Olam Hazeh Balim. So then you don't have any Dveikus, you're not being Nidbak in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're doing nothing. So you don't have any purpose in Olam Hazeh. That means that the prozdor of Olam Hazeh is because we have a battle. And the musik that I'm waiting to do my Avodas Hashem when there won't be battle is not just stupid and it's a waste of time and it's a lie. It has no meaning. Because there's no meaning to the Avodas Hashem if there's no battle. If you don't have a cheshek and you don't have a battle, we call it stodim like Mesillas Hashem says, so you're not being dovek and a Kodesh Baruch Hu on a deep level. So then you're quote-unquote Avodas Hashem. It's not Avodas Hashem. You don't have another choice anyway. That means he's saying something over here shocking. What we started to speak about last week, that a person has to look for the Nisayon. It's not just that a person grows from Nisayon, it's like the cliche says. No, the pshat is the Nisayon is a hechatimtzu to be dovek and a kodesh baruch. When you have a choice, you're dovek and a kodesh baruch. That's Aleph. That's an earthquake, and until a person doesn't understand that he hasn't begun the Aleph Beis Avodas Hashem. When a person runs away from challenges and he runs away from Nisayon, and he's waiting for things to calm down. Right now I can't. I'm in this matzav. Right now I can't. I'm in that matzav. I've heard over the years of my involvement with Bochurim, I've heard 1,000 terutzim, 10,000. Sometimes you can hear 1,000 from one Bochur even. However, I've heard 10,000 different terutzim, by the way. But the terutzim are all based on a very deep hashkofa mistake. They're based on this mistake that I'll do the Avodas Hashem when things calm down. And that's not Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is when there's a battle. Avodas Hashem when it's difficult. Avodas Hashem when there's a muhammad. Avodas Hashem is violence. Now I'm not coming here saying practical things over here. I didn't say that. I said that Avodas Hashem comes when you have another choice, when you're distracted. That's it. B. Mesil Sasham Lamaisa says that there's no such thing. He says, the guy's a poor guy. So a guy says, he's busy saying, when I'll have money, if I would marry a rich Shidduch, then, right? Then I'll what he called. If I would marry a rich Shidduch, then what? Then I'll have peace of mind. Then I'll be able to learn and then everything will be fine, right? I saw a Maisik guy that brought down the Shach said over from on Chafetz Chaim. Very interesting Zach. Chafetz Chaim said, he said he wants to show how Shidduchim work. Most of you young Bochum trying to get to Bechal in a few years at least. But you can hear the Chafetz Chaim brought. You can hear Chafetz Chaim said that when he was in Shidduchim, he had a friend. You know, the Chafetz Chaim's mother remarried, he had a stepfather, and the stepfather wanted him to marry his daughter. The girl was much older than him, and Chafetz Chaim wasn't interested in her b'chol. It wasn't for him; she wasn't older than him. But the Chafetz Chaim understood that it was going to affect the shalom bayis of his mother, so he agreed. There was no money there, there was no wisdom there, there was nothing there, and she was old. He advised us a lot older. There wasn't one of these 6 month birthdays, what I'm saying. Yeah. So Chaim said he went into the Shidduch, he had no cheshek. At the same time, he had a very close friend who had a Shidduch who they promised to support him a whole life. It was a rich fair, Talmud Chacham. And so Chaim dragged his feet down to the Chuppah. And he got married to the girl, he had no choice. He wanted his mother to be upset and have some bias problems with her second husband. So the Chofetz Chaim said, look what happened. Me, I got married to, the Loshan, the Rashach said, I got married to be the Evid, to be the Evid. You're married to be the Evid, by the way. You hear? That was the Loshan. I'm quoting the thing, that's what Rashach said. I got married to be the Evid, to be the Evid. And he says he was Zoicha to a loyal wife who stood by him all the years. And we have, you can't do a Mishnah Brewer. And she supported him all the years. Sometimes said, he sat around the whole life. Mishnah Brewer didn't come, you know, he didn't come from coming at 10:15 in the morning and leaving early. She was silent, you know that. You know, all day, all night, tens of years before he started to give brachas. And he had a wife who stood at his side. He had a wife who stood at his side who supported him, and she was loyal, and she took care of the house and took care of the kids. And he had no disturbances. And he said his friend, that was the share one broke, and he had to go into the stock market, and he didn't even learn the family. Yeah. Is a person always says that when I'll be in a Zah state, I'll have Menuchas and Nefesh. But Mesil Shom's not like that. Mesil Shom says, Shalva, no you the Kazakh. Shalva is as much a Yetzahara as Yisurin. The person is the person going through Yisurin. Everybody has Yisurin. I look around there, I know this one has Yisurin, that one has Yisurin. Everyone has Tsaros in life, but nothing, life's not. Everyone says, when I'll have Shalva, now I can't doubt, now I can't learn, I can't concentrate, I can't focus. Although when things will get better, then I'll do it. Mesil Shom's not like that. He was a Mumche. He said, Shalva mitad echad, va Yisurin mitad echad. He said, they're equal. Why? Because when a person has shalva, a person becomes a kashrut. That means there's no sting of the fears where a person can push it off and say, wait, that's what's behind this Mesilas HaShalva. What's behind the Mesilas HaShalva, Muhammad, is two things. One is, it's the Muhammad that gets us to Olam Haba. It's the Muhammad on a tifa level which enables us to be Dovak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you can't be Dovak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu if there's no Muhammad. And second of all, there's nothing to wait for. Because every matzav of Olam Haba is going to drag you out. The Mesilas HaShalva is a very sharp lashon in the beginning. He doesn't say if you're boy for them. He says if you're going to let yourself be drawn after them. The Taivis Achombius, or Elam Haza, is a magnet. If you're going to let yourself be drawn after Elam Haza, you're finished. You're going. You're on the wrong train. You're on the Elam Haza train. You're going the other way. But it says a very sharp lashon, Yimoshech. This lechayr is connected to the famous Derech Hashem, that the Derech Hashem explains at the beginning that the state of Adam changed before the Ched and after the Ched. Before the Ched, it wasn't the state of Yimoshech. Ein Shom, Derech Hashem speaks about it at length. Before the Ched, it wasn't the state of Yimoshech. The person wasn't drawn to Olam Haza. He had a choice. You could have chosen this, you could have chosen that. If you choose this, that's called Dovik. Now we're in a much worse state. So some speakers are by Rikas Godel. I forgot which parak. One of the early parak, I think it's parak, if I'm not mistaken. He speaks about Barichas Godel, that today we're in a much worse situation. Today, in order to be Dovak Takodet Baruch, we have to fight a magnet called Yimoshech. Today, already, Bibal to Adamish and Didachet, we're already drawn naturally to Elam Hazak. A person doesn't have to do anything. Just get up in the morning. If you don't do anything, you're finished. You're Mesrachich Vahilah. You're on the wrong train. You're going the train the other way. Yimoshech Acharei, a person's drawn like a magnet. And a person is in a constant battle because Olam Haza is a Yimoshech. Olam Haza is a magnet. He describes it afterwards. Olam Haza is a magnet. That's the natural state of affairs. And not to wait. Not to wait for things to calm down. Because when things are going to calm down, there's going to be a Nisayin Machmas to calming down. What does the guy say when it calms down? Now he has to take a break. Now he has to relax. Then starts, by the time he finishes relaxing and chilling out already, he starts the next round of Yisurim. Then he says, I'm distracted. I'm waiting for things are going to calm down. I finish the Duchim. They get married. He just gets married, so he has to relax a month, then he'll start to shtag again. Then the baby comes, crying up all night, he's disturbed, you see the invalid, he'll come in with their rings under their eyes, because the baby lit up for one during the night, and they're talking about it for a week afterwards. And then the baby, and then there's bar mitzvahs and weddings, and then he's making a panasa. You get to the nursing home, then you get to you cook the site, the volunteers come. That's how it looks. There's another thing I want to speak about the Muhammad. There's a big mistake in the understanding of this Muhammad. I want to go now into the kishkas of this Muhammad. What is this Muhammad? So one mistake we make is that we're waiting for the Muhammad to end in order to do the Muhammad. It's just the opposite. You know, I'll give you a muscle from politics. When they had the war here in Nebuch 2 years ago, it's almost 3 years already in Nebuch. So most of you weren't here yet. It was a catastrophe, as you know. It was a catastrophe. So as they got closer and closer to the ceasefire, they were hoping the war wouldn't end because it was a Zak catastrophe. They wanted the war to last another few days. Kaparain Epis Fort, Nocha, talking about the war with Lebanon in the summer, so they're losing here. In the last 25 hours of the war, about 60 soldiers were killed. What happened all of a sudden? Because they, Kol Zman, they were worried that in the last minute there's going to be a ceasefire from the United Nations. And they're worried that Kol Zman is the thing with Kaparain. Once the war is over, the ceasefire, basically, that's it. You can't Kaparain anymore. Is there's an akuda to Kaparain while the war is going on, before there's a ceasefire? There's another nakuda if you want to speak about. What is the war? There's a major misunderstanding in the Etzim battle. And I'll explain it like this. We'll say it simply. We'll continue next week. Everyone has a Geshmak and Gashmas. Right? Everybody. If you don't, call the Chavar Kadisha. You're dead. Everybody has a Geshmak and Gashmas. Yimashich achareim, Shil Shom says, the person is drawn afterwards. The Geshmak is a physical, rikshiistic, a sensual Geshmak. A person feels it. That's the side of the Yimashich achareim. When a person comes to fight, one of the big mistakes that the Welt makes in the battle is the Welt says, okay, we're going to fight a battle here. In order for me to go fight a battle, I have to get the same Geshmak out of Ruchnias that I'm getting out of Gashmias. And I've heard this from so many Bachram, including from myself. We say to ourselves that when I'll have a Zag Geshmak in learning, and when I'll have a Zag Geshmak in davening, and then I'll daven. First of all, the chances that you're going to get a Geshmak in davening in learning of a Gashmiistic Geshmak, forget about it. We say that. If you're holding by that now, then you don't belong here. If you're close to it, you also don't belong here. And even if you have a chance to get there, you don't belong here. Because I have nothing to offer you. Nothing to offer you, Bechal, in general, but particularly you. Most of us, in our lifetimes, will not get to a darga. We may occasionally get it. But to get to a darga that the choice will be between a geshmak, a piece of gashmias, a geshmak, a piece of cake, if that's your big yetzahara, and the geshmak, a piece of gemara, that the two geshmakites are going to Nen and Miziv Ashchina are going to balance each other off. If that's what you're waiting for, then you're waiting for a long time. That's not the battle. The Derech Hashem speaks out by Rifus that the battle is between Guf and the Neshama, between Guf and Seichel. And if a person doesn't understand what the Muhammad is, you can make a big mistake. You can say, Beseder, I'm in a Muhammad. The Guf is offering Geshmak, the Guf is offering something I can feel. I'm going to wait for the Neshama to offer something like that also. And Kol Zman the Neshama doesn't offer that feeling that the Guf offers, there's no battle. What can I do? That's a second major mistake in the Muhammad. The Muhammad is not an equal Muhammad. It's not a balanced Muhammad between two tzvavim. It's a misbalanced Muhammad. The Neshama, the Yetzer Tov, is offering something that doesn't answer what the Guf is demanding. And it's one of the biggest mistakes I see when I talk to people, including myself. We're all waiting for the Geshmak to come. How many times I hear it from Bochur? I'll daven when I have a Geshmak in davening. I'll learn when I get a Geshmak in learning. Or when I get enough of a Geshmak to fight the Geshmak. It's something which will never come, and it's also not true. It's not an equal battle. It's a battle between Tzichlius and Chochma versus the body. And it's an unequal battle. What you are offering, when you're coming to the Guf, you're not saying to the Guf, and somehow this, I don't know why this machshava has creeped into the oilam. That this, by the way, this is the explanation where a lot of people, they only learn when they're all hyped up. You know that mentality? The beginning of the Zman syndrome, to that syndrome, beginning of the Sugya syndrome. This business of hyping yourself up to learn, it's also, you don't have to hype yourself up to learn. It's not always Gishma. I'm learning because my seichel says, because I have a neshama, that the goof doesn't know what it's talking about. I'm living with wisdom, I'm living with seichel. And a lot of the mahalach of Avodas Hashem, somehow it's crept in. I don't know where it came from. I'm not sure where it came from, this mahalach that I only learn when I have a gishmak. So most people I speak to, Vibalt, you can't hype yourself up every day. It's not kolor every day. It's only once a year. You can fool the gayon, right? Get these little kids all the way go. That's like you go. You get, what are you doing? What are you doing when you're hyping yourself up? The beginning of the Sugya syndrome. What are you doing? You're trying to convince the Guf, come on, let's go. We can do it. You're the thing. It's Geshmak. It's Gevaldik. It lasts exactly as long as a Kol War. 10 seconds. It's a fake, the whole thing. Because you go for the edges. Your goof gets all excited. And you say, yeah, come on, let's go. But you go for the edges. You're the goof's interested in a cold coke and lying in bed. You understand? But the first, so we fool ourselves. It lasts for a day. It lasts for two. But the mahalach of putting in energy, that the way to get the goof to cooperate is by giving the goof the geschmack and the, what do you call it? It's a waste of time. That's why it doesn't last, by the way. If you want to tell you a big answer to the big question, why do these things last? Because they're not the derech avoyda b'chol. Derech avoyda is not to give the goof the same level of hype and geschmack that the goof's getting from gashmis. That's not the battle b'chol. Derech Hashem speaks out barichos godol. The battle, the neshama is seichel. Seichel doesn't offer geschmack, and seichel doesn't offer hype, and seichel doesn't offer the same high that gashmis offers. Seichel offers emes. And it's a battle between emes, an intellectual emes, and something which is bad from shaker, something which is bad from what we spoke about. It's a kli rik. And you know that if a person doesn't chap this nekuda, that the battle is not an equal battle, and you put all your kleichas into getting a geschmack out of ruchnias, and that's the kli that you fight the gashmis, it's a battle which is vaday not going to be succeed. Because that's not the pinimius of the battle. The pinimius of the battle is the pinimius of two unequal sides. One's offering geschmack, and one's coming with the emes. And the avoid of a person is that his seichel should come to his guf and say, here's a tzu, I'm offering you the truth. I'm offering you the emes. You're right, this is geschmack, and this is good, and this is gewaltig, and it's wonderful, and it's very good, but it's only temporary, it has no meaning. Let's go for something that's real. Hatoiv amiti. And cold man, a person doesn't put the energy into that, you're wasting your time. And that's not the Muhammad that we're talking about over here. The Muhammad we're talking about is not an equal Muhammad. And I don't know where this whole mahalach creeped in. It creeped in because nobody knows what they're supposed to do, Batson. But it's a mistake. The mistake of the whole business of I learn when I have a gishmak out of a new sutta, a new beginning, that's based on something very deep that we're looking for hype. And that's not the Muhammad. The Muhammad is not an equal Muhammad. It's not a fear Muhammad. And it's not, our job is not to supply the guf with the gishmak that the guf supplies with. What I'm saying is very painful. Very. But it's the truth. And you have to hear it once in your life. Whether you can do it or not doesn't make a difference. Whether I do it or not, it's not your business either. Seder, I didn't claim that I do it. You hear? But I'm just telling you that if you have to know the truth, this is the Muhammad.